Happy Epiphany. This is a great day of the Epiphany, and that's where the Lord is revealed to all the nations. The revelation that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, all of humanity gets to know about. It's not just left for the Israelites. Everybody gets to rejoice in the light that has come into the world. And so we rejoice in that because I don't think there are too many of us who have, strictly speaking, a Jewish heritage. Most of us have a pagan heritage. And this is the good news of Jesus Christ entering into the world, the light of the world. Now, Jesus Christ, upon his birth, came a star. And these three men, the three magi, followed this star, this physical light. And by following this physical light, they come to know the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. And this reading from Isaiah is a prophecy about this. And it says in Isaiah chapter 60, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds over the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines." And it ends with, "Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian, Ephah, and Sheba shall come bearing gold and frankincense." So it's a prophecy about the Magi coming to see the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And so through Israel would come salvation, the Messiah of not just the Israelite community, but the Messiah of the world. And as we look at all this, we can see and understand a little bit more about what the Israelites were thinking at that time. Darkness covers the earth. Why is there darkness? Why are they waiting for such a great light? They're waiting because the world is very dark at that time. The Romans, these foreigners, are ruling over them. People who don't understand their faith and what they believe and how they live their life. They are suppressed by these people who like to crucifix people and like to torment people as game. And even Herod, somebody of somewhat of their own lineage, holds them down. He's set up as a prop king by the Romans to be that bridge between the Jewish people and the pagans. Even he doesn't respect their faith or religion. Lives quite the decadent life, has John the Baptist killed, the son. Wow. It's a pretty dark time at that time. Sometimes we can say that about our own lives. We live in a world where people are foreign to us. Our ideas, our faith is very foreign to this world. The things that we believe, the traditions that we live, and the demands that our church and that Jesus Christ puts upon us, the demands to live a life of holiness, of grace, seems so foreign and is ridiculed. You can imagine these three magi following the star and people saying, "You're following a star? What star is it? I don't see a star out there. There's a million bajillion all out there. What are you doing? You're crazy. Why are you following the star?" You can see them, you can almost hear them ridiculing these three magi for following this light, this physical light. And in following this physical light, they find the true light of the world, Jesus Christ, the one who sets us free, free from our sins, free from the oppression of the people who don't understand our faith, free from the tyranny of this world and the darkness of this world. He brings in the light of the world and brings us peace, that no matter what we live through, all our trials in this life, maybe it's not oppression of people outside of us. Maybe it's a death of a loved one. Maybe it's that. But we can have the true light of faith to know that there is eternal life. God offers himself on the cross for us, that we know we can see these people again in the resurrection. Maybe it's in those who are oppressed in other ways. Maybe it's in other people bullying us, simply just other people. People who gossip about us. We don't have to worry about what the world says or the world thinks. We can shed that off because the world is passing away. The world is dead because that's what the world does. It dies. And that's what it'll ever do. Jesus Christ is the one who gives life. He gives our very life breath. He's the one that gives us hope. And he is the one that died on the cross so that we could have eternal life. We could have hope. We could have peace, even in our trials. He is our hope and our only hope. He is our true light. And so hopefully what happens is, as the Magi gave way to following the star, the physical light, they followed the spiritual light, Jesus Christ, and didn't just adore him that one night, but adored him from that time onward, after they got to know him, the person who is God, the one who in whom they could actually get to know and have a relationship with. They followed him, and we are called to do the same, to follow him in his glory, the glory of a God that saves, the glory of a God that gives hope and salvation. We follow him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one whose very name is love. Yeah, we follow him, and we're not ashamed to proclaim this Jesus Christ to the world. And the world can mock and ridicule us, these foreigners, and yes, even these foreigners who are in our church, who make laws against the church, those foreigners who ridicule us, even within the church, for following our faith and saying, you know what, I am going to believe, and I don't care what the world says. These foreigners who are in despair themselves and are in great darkness. And we too are called to be a light because we have seen the light. And in seeing the light, we become a light ourselves. That as one candle lights another, we receive the flame of faith alive in our hearts because Jesus Christ offers us this hope, and we bring this hope, this light of hope and faith to others to live a life of holiness and grace. Not in hopes that Jesus could love us one time, because he has already loved us, but because he has loved us with a love beyond all telling. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much dawned on man what God has for those who love him. We believe in this hope, we have faith in this hope, and we pass this hope to others. To those very people who ridicule us, those very people who have abandoned their faith, have lost their faith, have questioned their faith, and despair. There is a great darkness in this world. There is a great cloud. And today, more than ever, this light of faith is needed. That faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus has handed it on to you. The light doesn't just exist 2,000 years ago in this baby. It exists in you in the gift of faith that you have received through the power, the divine power of baptism. And we are kept, We are to keep this faith alive in our hearts, alive in Jesus Christ, so that this world may live. And it lives through your faith in the true light of the world.